hella informal.
All right, we're hot.
Oh, we're hot already?
On Patreon.
Hot in the ass.
Hey,
that's Neo.
What? pause?
Everybody. Neo. Going?
Yeah.
Picture you popped up online on Instagram.
I'm going to save that.
For today, right?
No. I'm going to save that. We have... You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to announce it right here. So, for the ramble before the rumble...
I didn't know I fucked up something.
No, you're good. You're good. it's off the cuff. It's fine. So, everybody knows... Especially the patrons know we're going to have the ramble before the rumble. That's a given. What we are proud to announce is we have made efforts to provide you some extra festivities throughout the entire Royal Rumble weekend. Matt Mania has partnered up with the best arcade bar in the valley, Cobra Arcade Bar, to provide you. With pre and after parties from Friday to Tuesday, Royal Rumble weekend. And I am happy to announce that on Sunday, January 27th of 2009, we are having the official Matt Mania Royal Rumble after party. Mega Ran is going to be doing a very rare DJ set because he's not a DJ. But he's going to lay it down on the ones and twos at Cobra Arcade. We'll also be doing WWE or wrestling-inspired costume cosplay. We will have special guests. And, I'm probably going to sleep on somebody's couch at Cobra. I know they don't have couches at Cobra, but I will find something couch-esque and lay on it.
They got a booth there.
So I will lay in a booth. Yeah. At Cobra Arcade Bar, Sunday, January 27th.
Wow.
Following that, we will have, on Monday, January 28th, we're going to have Monday Night Ram. So instead of Monday Night Raw, we'll have Monday Night Ram. It's the after party after the Raw, after the Royal Rumble. Again, Matt Mania is bringing you two after parties, Royal Rumble weekend, one on Sunday, one on Monday. We're going to have a wrestling trivia contest. We're going to have, again, more special guests. But additionally, we will have video game arcades. We will have discounts on drinks. We will have drunken Neo X hugging and beating you in Street Fighter this entire weekend.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
So I will be passed out.
I was talking about this photo.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to post that on now that I'm going to make the... Now that I'm making the after party announcements,
that's
what's going to happen.
Because Neo will end up on somebody's couch.
Oh yeah,
I will end up in somebody's booth.
And just in case you didn't know or don't remember, this guy back here.
Can I get that beer, man?
Sure. This guy back there, who you can't see,
whose
face is covered up by his hair, that's the guy who almost raped you.
Hey, hey, yo, isn't that Alabin Dabin?
Which
the dude with the hoodie? Alabin Dabin or Dabin Aladdin?
Yo,
that's the guy. Aladdin. That's the guy.
He's the podcaster.
Wait, in the hood?
In the hoodie, who's being covered by the guy who?
No,
allegedly
that's the guy who sent the picture. That's the,
wanted to rape me.
That was the guy who sent the picture.
Julian?
Yeah, that's him.
I thought it was somebody else
in the hoodie. My bad. The guy who looks like fucking the chick from The Ring that you can't see his face.
Wow.
That was the guy who almost ran Neo's cheeks.
Wow.
Who wanted to touch my butt.
Who wanted that old prison intro.
And this guy right here gave me mad amount of weed while I was out there.
That's tight. Shout out to him.
And then shout out to my man over there, the CFOs.
Yeah, exactly.
He held us down.
John of the CFOs. We're at,
hey, come on the track, man.
All right. So like the dudes that do the music for the WWE?
Yeah.
CFOs?
CFOs.
Yeah, CFOs.
Okay.
They actually came to StarCast on a whim, and after All In and all the shenanigans, they came with like 2 30-packs and a fucking gallon of Fireball.
And the Jameson.
And the JMO.
We drank it all?
We drank it all.
I compartook. And I remember taking a drunk-ass picture with Rocky Romero at StarCast. It was... and then, yo, have you already told the Razor Ramon story on the... On the podcast?
I'm sure we did tell it before, but what's
such a dope story. Like, we're over there just chilling.
When he comes to talk to us on the couch?
Yeah, he just comes over on the couch, chilling. And then he's like, yo, he's hitting, was it your pen? He was hitting Teak's pen, and he was just, like, talking his shit. Man, it was special. I was very, like, slide-eyed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey.
It's
That's Scott Hall.
Rand was
drink.
It was cool. It was a funny part where like Neo, he fell asleep on the couch, and then we like went outside, and then we came back in, and he was on a different couch. And we were like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
He woke up. And
yeah, he said he went to couches. Well, it's he went to the bathroom. Yeah. He said he had to go to the bathroom, so he came back. He was on a different couch. And I just came in, like, people were cleaning up, and I was like, hey, I was like, everything's cool. Like, you can throw that stuff away. Like, don't throw that stuff away. And, like, the guy on the couch is ours. So,
we claim
right,
so
he's
him.
Cool. I'm like, just clean up around him. If he causes any issues,
like
let
sometimes.
Us know.
So, imagine that. But again,
it's going to be here now.
You're
going to
be here.
You're going to have a lot more couch options.
And we have somewhere to stay, not somewhere to lay.
Hey, but you talking about like some StarCast stuff, it actually ties into what I wanted to talk about between you and Rock. Oh, and I kind of know Rock's feelings on it.
StarCast?
No. Oh, about some wrestlers.
This should be good.
You're like a Bandido fan, right?
Bandido's dope.
Yeah. Who's the better wrestler between Bandido and Andrades? Because I could have swore they were just saying Andrades was the best Mexican wrestler.
Lucha wrestler.
They just gave him that title all of a sudden on Bandido. WWE. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation.
Bitch, you didn't know about Andrade until WWE.
Who's Bandido?
Oh, Bandido's an indie wrestler. He main evented All In.
Yeah, funny. He wrestled at All In.
Yeah.
He's a big indie.
You would think the way I love like indie underground hip hop, I feel the same way about wrestling, but it's really not. Doesn't work out that way very often.
It was Bandido and Mysterio. And I think Ray Ors. And they went up against the Bucks and Coda at All In. And that was a fucking flame match. Hmm. Yeah, that was nitrous oxide.
But you saw Bandido wrestle before that, right?
Excuse me.
You're of him, of the cloth, you know about him?
Sorry.
So what is he? He's a New Japan guy, or is he a Lucha?
No, he actually just signed to ROH. He was actually at like
CMLL. But he was
CMLL.
Out here, like he was like in Mexico for real. I think wrestling.
Yeah.
Has he ever been in?
And
in
he was in PWG.
No,
he's ever
he was
been
wrestling in LA.
Older
That's
guy
what,
or younger guy?
Younger guy.
Okay, so there's time.
He wears like a hood on his.
He actually wears
face,
like a kind of like a bandana that drapes down like a bandit.
Yeah, basically like a bandit.
Like
mask.
A bandit. Yeah, and he's sick, man. He's dope. I believe
he's got like some Sabu pants.
Woo!
He wears like the baggy like hammer pants.
Yeah, he's got the.
Are they sequenced?
No, they were just like I think they were just white.
What are they called?
Or his boots tucked into him?
What was he?
Not Zubaz.
I was about to say Zubaz.
That was like straight up like late 80s, early 90s. That shit was everywhere.
Yeah.
Horrible stuff.
You know what's crazy is if I see Bandido win PWG. I can actually say, yeah, Bandido can give Andrade Cien a run for his money.
Yeah, I still feel a kind of way about them cutting his name, but whatever.
Yeah.
At least he's, like, in the picture, and he's on TV.
And he's, like, in the top
They did
picture.
It with Cesaro, right? I mean, he used to be.
I mean, they do it a lot.
With Claudio.
They do
but,
it a lot.
Okay, so I saw this tweet.
They did it with Cesaro, Biggie Langston, it's just Biggie now.
Right. But I saw this tweet, and I thought it was very interesting. I saw, fuck, I lost it. But again, Chris Jericho isn't just Chris.
Right.
Shawn Michaels isn't just whatever his gimmick or whatever his real name is.
He's HBK.
You know? I like how the announcer announced his name. He would go, Andrade Cien Almas! It sounded dope.
He ain't earned it yet.
But he's just like, shit. Andrade!
No, but I'm saying how WWE probably feels about it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. WWE's weird.
Like, Too Cool Scorpio. That's a mouthful, but he deserved that name.
So did anyone, like, source who was behind the name change? I mean, was it Vince, or...
It was probably Vince.
I'm sure
it was
Vince. I mean, he just suddenly got an interest, like, we gotta call him, you know. Yeah, hey, pal, we gotta call him, you know, Andrade.
It's gonna be cooler if it's just his first name. Your name's too long, pal.
Goddamn, pal, it's gotta be Andrade!
Give me a steak wrap.
I mean, hey, so...
I can't pronounce that other shit.
He is on TV, so I shouldn't complain too much.
People think Asian women are hot?
Hey, he just needs a
Vince McMahon googling.
I would love to know what Vince McMahon googles.
He's just got a
Matt Maniacs. Tweet us and let us know. Or Patreon. Let us know what you think Vince McMahon googles.
There's actually a Twitter handle called Vince McMahon googling.
Oh wow, that's great.
He's just got to become successful and then come out and own that shit. Just come out and get on the mic and be like, "Listen, like my name is like." Him just say his whole name.
How do you think him and Triple H settle like differences in the office? Do they have like a pose off? Like, what do they do? Like,
they have a bench press contest.
Does Triple H have to do his best McMahon walk and then McMahon has to do the Triple H shit? Like, how do they settle the shit?
They have a tequila drinking contest.
a shot contest.
Uh-huh.
Oh man.
How do you feel about the story that
you got to play a different game?
It can't be the game.
It's the game. And this time it's Monopoly.
He probably has like a whack-a-mole. Vince McMahon has a whack-a-mole or a whack-a-mark like in his fucking office. How do you feel of the story? And I'm not sure if you heard this story before, but John Cena being one of the best drinkers in the locker room?
He's from Boston.
Ric Flair talked about it during that that debacle of a press conference at SummerSlam 2013.
And so did Bruce Pritchard on his podcast.
Right.
How would you
not surprised that he's a big drinker.
I was surprised that he was a big drinker.
What about the famous John Cena Howard Stern interview where he talked about like hooking up with fat chicks? I don't know if you guys ever heard that.
I've never heard of that.
Look it up on YouTube.
Patreon. You got to Google that shit. Use your Google.
Yeah, John, it was like, I don't know what year it was. I think it was right after he like made it big and won the title.
After he was a prototype?
Yeah, no, not that early.
Just like the chain and the jersey John Cena?
It might have been like 2006-ish. He went on Stern and he talked about how like he hooked up with this fat chick at on a dare from the locker room or something, and it was like really good. Look it up on YouTube. You'll.
Yeah, that's totally a locker room dare.
Oh my god! Be glad that was on Patreon, and you got to pay to get that.
I didn't know that, but I'm gonna go watch that because I'm curious now. Because it'd be funny to see John Cena talking like that compared to what he is now. Because now he's like the face of the company, like crisp and clean. Movie star.
Practicing Chinese, Crispin like learning six over. Different languages.
Everything on John Cena is good except for the JBL haircut. Yeah. Any of you guys see Bumblebee?
No, not yet.
I saw it.
I watched it. What'd you think?
It was cool.
I loved all like the flashback scenes on Cybertron, like the fights. And then I also liked the nod to like, because it took place in the 80s, so I liked the nod to like, you saw a lot of like, the shit you saw in the cartoon or the toys.
So like, the movie was fire in the beginning. It started off this started off straight action.
Yeah.
Like a lot of that Bumblebee and old girl shit together got like boring and slow in the middle.
I mean, of course.
And I was checking my phone story, in the movie theater.
Yeah, I mean the action sequences were dope, but it's typical Transformers movie though, so you know.
You know what movie
Bumblebee
I saw?
Had a voice. I appreciated that in the beginning.
He had a voice?
Yeah, because this is the beginning. So
okay.
He had it in the beginning.
That makes sense. So, the movie that I saw this weekend, I watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail twice this weekend.
On Netflix?
On Netflix. Watched it twice. Have you all seen that movie?
Of course.
Yeah, but it's not new.
I didn't know it was on Netflix. Has it been on Netflix?
Damn,
TV.
I didn't know. But
did
yeah.
Did you just see it two times?
Okay, I'll give you a hot take. I was watching it, and then my youngest son started watching it.
How old is your youngest son?
Six.
Do you like it?
He loved it.
Was he quoting shit after?
He was laughing his ass off because he kept seeing, like, he got the biggest kick when it turned into a cartoon and the guy was telling the weather to shoo off. Yeah, get out of here, bloody weather. He got a kick out of the Black Knight, and he also got a kick of the bunny. I forget the name of the rabbit.
Whatever, it's just like run away.
Yeah, the rabbit was just like ripping people apart, and my son popped hard for the murdering bunny.
That's funny.
And then Tim over here is like, I told you.
Guess what I watched this weekend?
What'd you watch?
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
No, I didn't really, but I had to come back to it.
Since we're talking about movies, what do you guys feel about the rumored Coming to America sequel?
I don't care.
Meh. I don't think we need it.
People act like they're excited about it, but I don't care.
It can't. There's no way it can be anything close to what the original was.
So the only reason he's doing it is because they officially are doing the Bad Boys 3 now. Yeah, yeah. And I think now he's like, oh, they're doing that, then I can do this. I can eat off this old
movie. What would you rather watch?
Even want to see Bad Boys 3.
Wait, hold on. Who's in it? Because
Martin Lawrence.
Both of them.
Martin Lawrence is in. Oh.
Martin and Will Smith.
Yeah.
And Coming to America?
And Will has posted photos.
Coming to America is Eddie and...
No, I'm saying Arsenio. That he did.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's doing that because...
Oh, because of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because of that. No, like,
blame it on the jazz.
Because think of how old these movies are. Like, I don't really care to see Martin and Will Smith reprise these roles again. Yeah, but
50.
But Will posted the photos, and I don't think he's a liar, so... If he
Will
said
Smith
they're
lie, bro.
Right, if he said they're back together shooting it, then you can expect this shit next summer.
Were we talking? was it on here that I was talking, or with you guys that I wish there was like a I Am Legend like prequel?
Man, that makes sense.
Or a sequel would be dope too, but a prequel to like where you see like how it all happened.
Yeah, how it became to be.
Because man, I Am Legend is fucking dope.
Honestly, I think there is a script or was plans. What did I Am Legend come from? Is it an original script?
Omega
or did
Man.
It come from a...
Omega Man.
That's a comic?
Yeah, it was like... No, it was like a movie or something. It was like Charlton Heston.
Okay.
Or a book in the long ago. Yeah.
If you know about it, did you hear about this? I'm not mistaken that there was plans for a sequel or something, right?
I don't know.
I think that they said that that Will Smith didn't die in the...
How?
Hey, that's what they said they were going to do.
He was holding the grenade. he's Will Smith.
It's just a flesh wound.
It just blew off his hand, but blew up the rest of everything.
So, Ben.
So,
KOX. Can I ask you something? Well, in case the Patreons probably don't know.
Tell them
Ben, tell them who you are.
Benjamin Leatherman of the Phoenix New Times.
Hey!
Matt Mania fan.
There you go. Friend, fellow maniac. No longer a friend of the show. Maniac. So, I have to ask your opinion. Mega Ran has never seen a Fast and the Furious movie.
Okay.
Have you?
I've seen bits and pieces of them.
So he's
God like, damn it, Ben!
He's not the guy to talk to. Let me get Tyler.
Sorry. You know Tyler.
Did I fail or something?
No, you didn't fail. I just wanted to get your opinion. Because I enjoy the movies. Because of just the simplicity, and I like the cars.
I'm sure it's brainless fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's got cars. It's got babes.
It's got The Rock.
Yeah, it's got The Rock.
I was going to say Dave had a question.
Except for like the last two.
See?
Okay. The last two, so that means you've seen like five of them then, right? Okay. This is Tyler, super engineer here at Digilab Studios.
He's a maniac engineer.
And he's seen Fast and the Furious.
Okay, Tyler, can I ask you a question? What is your opinion that Raheem, a.k.a. Mega Ran, has never seen a Fast and the Furious movie? Thoughts?
Is it just, like, by choice?
What is your personal feeling knowing that Mega Ran has never seen a Fast and
like,
Furious movie?
Is that crazy
movie?
To you?
Do you think that's wild?
Yeah, it makes me feel like he, like, has to have a reason. Because I feel like you have to go out of your way to never see a Fast and Furious movie.
I feel like I can never look at it.
They're always on, so seeing bits and pieces makes sense.
Yeah,
because like you flipping the channels, and you're like, oh,
see, Ray didn't even say that. He just said, "Nah, dog, never gonna watch
like
it."
Mission Impossible is too many of them,
right?
I don't watch Mission Impossible because of Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise.
But
you've
never
seen
a Mission Impossible?
The first two or three?
No, not even the first one.
Come on.
Wow, that's just crazy.
Come on. That is pretty crazy.
I don't like Tom Cruise like that. He's weird to me. He's a weirdo.
He's The Last Samurai.
That's a great movie. No, but the funny part is...
You've seen a James Bond, right?
No, Sean Connery's the best James Bond.
Okay,
No, it's funny, though, because Tom Cruise is...
You've seen The Matrix, right?
He's one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Top Gun.
It's like seven Mission Impossibles.
That's right. I'm just saying.
When it gets to that many movies, like, if you didn't see it...
Yeah, Mission Impossible...
Just like you said, you got to have a reason. You said you don't like Tom Cruise, so you're purposely straying away from Mission Impossible.
Yeah, but Fast and the Furious has so much talent.
I'm going to go see Top Gun 2 when it comes out.
So much beef, right?
It's got so much talent. It's got a meat in there. A lot of stuff. Fast and Furious series.
I mean, yeah, there's somebody for everyone to love. And they put The Rock in there, and everybody loves The Rock.
He was just a cherry on top.
So they're, like, working on a spinoff, right? Like,
yeah, Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Him and Jason Statham.
Calvin and Hobbs.
And Idris Elba. So that's the trio. So I'm going to watch it.
The Rock just came and shitted on everybody because that's a much better trio than him and Tyrese and
I like Tyrese though.
Yeah,
he's hilarious. Hold on.
The Rock, Tyrese, and Ludacris? Vin Diesel. No, okay. And Vin Diesel this or The Rock, Idris Elba, and Jason Statham.
They'd be like, they put all the brothers together. Rock is Polynesian.
Vin Diesel ain't black.
No, I'm saying he's like Puerto Rican or something.
He said put all the brothers together.
You said Vin Diesel's Puerto Rican.
Some sort of like Latin, right?
I don't think Vin Diesel's any of that.
Well,
I think he's a Latin.
Is he a Latino?
I think so. He was breakdancing in the 80s in New York.
Fun fact, he used to do the toy fair for Biker Mice from Mars.
Nationality?
It was actually, did he do that? Because I know he did Street Sharks.
Street Sharks, thank okay. you. Thank you.
Or what is it? What's the word?
His real name is Mark Sinclair, so if he's Latino.
He's Jewish.
Oh, he probably is Jewish. Doesn't he wear a little chain with a Jewish star on it? I think so. It's crazy because that's how those guys look in New York. Because honestly, I used to think Taz was black.
Diesel has stated
that. The wrestler Taz?
Yeah.
Oh, he's white.
Where? He's tan to the gills.
Yeah.
He's tan everywhere.
But he's like orange, but he used to be like just...
He's orange.
But he used to be just like tan, and I used to think like, oh, Taz is black. And then I think like Paul Heyman or it might have been Bubba Ray was talking about that on something. It was like, he's just... Might have even been Rob Van Dam.
So do we know what Vin Diesel is?
Was he Jewish?
Iron Giant?
He may or may not have had an African-American father. He was kind of coy about it.
Oh, there we go. So he's like Drake.
Is he like Drake?
If he's Jewish with a black
what's parent. What's the term for that?
Drakeish.
No. That sounds like a Lord of the Rings reference.
I don't even know.
Or a Harry Potter reference.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, he asked me what the term is, and he accepts Lenny Kravitz, but didn't accept
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Yeah. So that's black and Jewish.
So what was the original thread? Like, you're aghast that Mega Ran hasn't seen
Fast. I'm very, very shocked, very betrayed.
Betrayed?
That Mega Ran. That Mega Ran.
He invested in the movie, so he's like really personally offended.
Personally offended that Mega Ran has not seen a Fast and Furious movie.
Because they get good.
Right.
They like, get good.
I think at 4 or something like that.
Wait, they get good?
Yeah.
Tyler.
What?
See, you gave up too soon, Tyler.
No.
In the first movie, Tyler.
I lost hope.
In the first movie, Tyler, oh, no. They have a fight over a tuna sandwich.
Once they say fuck this car racing shit and start turning into like super spies, it starts getting good.
They really did turn into super spies.
They did. What's the name? Who they bring in as Mr. Nobody?
Ludacris was the one who was like hip to all the gadgetry.
No, but the guy, fucking Silver Snake.
Silver Snake.
Big Trouble in Little China. What's the dude's name?
Jack Russell?
Yeah, or who
Jack
is
Russell.
He?
Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell.
Didn't he? He's in,
he was like the
he's Mr. Nobody.
Whatever agency.
Does anyone know his gimmick name in Big Trouble in Little China? Do you remember his gimmick name?
Jack something or other.
Burton.
It was Jack Burton.
Boom.
But his double gimmick name when he went undercover as the guy with the glasses.
What was it?
It was like Henry. Oh man, now I'm lost. But it was Henry something.
There's a computer right in front of you.
No.
You should just pick it up and look.
You know my mom.
So anyway, cool. Man, spoilers. They fucking would. Yeah. when Vin Diesel's chick dies.
Hey! He hasn't seen that.
Spoiler, she comes back.
Well,
spoiler. I actually saw that one.
Right, because okay, that's okay, 4, okay. I think.
But Ben has only seen bits.
After that, I'm saying after Ben that cares. Is when they start Ben. Getting into like.
I'll watch it like some Sunday afternoon on TNT
like,
or something.
Agency comes in that Kurt Russell's part of.
Or Spike will have a
marathon.
Right.
Yeah, it's basically the Paramount like Network. They basically come in like S.H.I.E.L.D. and give these guys access to everything.
They're like the Empire.
So Fast and the Furious is part of the Marvel Universe.
I would believe so.
It's now canon.
There used to be a movie. I mean, not a movie.
Is that why Paul Walker died? Because of the...
Oh, shit.
Too soon?
No, I don't think it's too soon. I think it's fine. But it makes sense.
There was a show on Fox where they had, like, these DEA agents or whatever, and she took them to this place called the Candy Store, and it had, like, all
that's
the,
a stripper
like,
club, like, right up here on cars Cape Street.
That's how Kurt Russell and them was. When they took them, it was like, you guys can pick whatever you want. It was, like, tanks and all the cars and shit.
Oh, okay.
motherfucker picked a Lamborghini to drive on ice. Tyrese was a stupid motherfucker.
Was he more annoying in Fast and the Furious or the Transformers series?
He was. Yes. I thought he was straight and narrow. On the Transformers.
Yes is the answer.
Yeah.
Did he say bruh more? And Fast and the Furious are Transformers.
I don't even know, bro. I was disappointed that John Cena didn't give nobody the FU in Bumblebee.
That should have been that. His signature move. He should have five-knuckle shuffled Megatron.
My daughter thought that his role was pointless in Transformers.
He was just the bad guy that ended up being the not-so-bad guy.
He was a bad guy?
Yeah. Spoilers! Nah, he was an army guy.
It's way too late for there to be spoilers. You'd be being mad about it. You saw it.
I think he was just
you
in there because...
You saw it.
You lied?
Negatory.
Oh, you said you saw
it. I call me a liar.
He was just in it because he looks like Mark Wahlberg. And they couldn't book Mark Wahlberg for this one.
There you go. Hey, Ben.
We're about to be like 30 Neo. Minutes on the Patreon, so y'all got something important to talk about.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Ben, what's hip and new going on right now in Phoenix?
Electric scooters.
All the fucking accidents on these electric scooters.
Yeah. Those accidents on those?
Oh, is that what's happening?
I fell over, nearly got hit by a car on one.
Oh, damn, fell off one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can get
as long as we know that's your
fault. For that, right?
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. I just, because first time riding them, they're just like really fast and shit.
I've been waiting for somebody. Not waiting like I want it to happen, but I know somebody's going to die.
There's billboards up and down Phoenix now where like, have you been in a bird or scooter accident? Call me.
I almost killed like two people on one when I was making a turn. Like I'm making a turn and they're just flying down the street this way. And I'm like, get the fuck out my way before I fucking kill you.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Another Fast and the Furious song.
Oh, my God.
And actor.
Ben.
Well, what's Teek's beef with the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer? Didn't you say you had some kind of problem?
Did you have a beef?
Oh, no, I just said I had thoughts on it. You guys saw the trailer, right?
I think my biggest thought is where does it fall in the timeline? That was my biggest thought.
I think I saw some people say that it is before
Infinity War. Okay, that makes sense.
It kind of depends on what kind of what tech he has.
Well, because Ant-Man was before Infinity War too, so it's like they dropped movies after, but
Rock
still in the timeline.
Put on your fedora and explain the Marvel Universe to all. Because I thought it was before Avengers Infinity War. Because
Spider-Man?
Yeah, Homecoming.
Said it depends on the tech in Far From Home.
Wait, did you want to see what he has? What suit does he have?
But he got just the regular snapped.
Because it was hanging over the thing. Yeah, and he got snapped, so it's got to be beforehand.
And Fury got snapped, right?
Hello, or it could also take place after, because there's two movies that are going to happen and a whole lot of shit's going to change.
Hello.
Like, this isn't like, there's a lot that can happen.
Yeah, but so,
it's probably before.
What do you think about this trailer even coming out? Because they're saying like Sony put it out, but
isn't it dropping like May or summertime?
Putting it out.
Yeah, it comes out July.
If you're putting it out before Endgame, then why? Are you putting it out before Endgame?
Wait, Endgame's in May, isn't it?
April.
Yeah, so, comes out after Endgame.
So Endgame's first.
Yeah.
We have Captain Marvel and then Endgame.
Yes.
A lot's going to happen in those two movies.
Don't forget. No, sorry, go ahead.
What else you got?
A lot's going to happen that this movie's not going to touch on.
Possibly.
I just want to talk about Mysterio.
What about him?
I was surprised that he didn't give anyone a Hurricanrana. He didn't do a 619. No West Coast Pop.
And he was white.
And
played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
And he didn't have... Where was his mask?
Yeah, he should have been...
He put it on at the end.
Prince of Persia.
No, I was talking about his Rey Mysterio mask. But anyway, I just think that
Why did Rey Mysterio get so tall?
I think that water monster that he was fighting is a setup.
Is it Hydro Man?
I think that's something that he created because Mysterio do the thing.
Glacier was why would killer instinct.
Why would the only thing that they showed
the Mysterio WCW wrestler.
In the trailer be him being a good guy?
I don't know.
Because he's not. So
who is a good guy?
Mysterio.
He's not a good guy?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Everyone's speculating he's going to be like Syndrome was in Anti-hero. The Incredibles.
Exactly. Like, he's, like causing, he's causing the issue.
So he can be the hero.
Yeah. Mm. Because.
I don't. You know what? One thing is going to happen. I'm going to watch it.
Where's my super suit?
You said hot Aunt May?
I'm hot. Oh, man. Marissa Tomei is a hot ass aunt.
Oh, okay, bro. And Fallen for Happy?
Fallen for Happy?
Yeah, oh, my Happy God. You don't is, know. Iron Man's handler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Kevin. Even I know that.
Oh, I was about to call him something else. That's not his name. What's his name?
And I'm kind of
John Favreau.
John Favreau.
Hey, what about him?
He directed Mowgli.
I know his name is Happy.
I said she was falling for Happy in the fucking trailer.
It didn't register because of the jazz cabbage. Give me a break, man.
No, no more for Rock.
No more.
No more.
Comma, pal. All right, so we are 30 minutes into Patreon. Thank you,
Ran. You're welcome.
I think we gave him just the right amount of rambling. Oh!
Hey, speaking of the ramble, do not forget, hashtag get Nia
to the ramble.
We are looking and hoping that Nia Jax will grace us with her presence. So that is the mission for all the Matt Maniacs, all the Patreons, anyone listening, pump the hashtag.
The Phoenix New Times cover story for January is going to be Get Nia to the Ramble.
We're putting her on the cover.
Where she belongs.
Ben, anything you want to shout for the New Times?
You know, check out my cover story, The Week of the Rumble. Going to have a list of the 10 best, biggest WWE moments that have happened in the Valley.
Hey.
Everything from the Hulkster and King Kong Bundy in 1986 on up to The Rock winning his title here, his last title. Shit like that. And Bray Wyatt.
HBK got retired here.
Yep.
We also had like
retired. Do you have any big moment that happened?
I think the didn't the Elimination Chamber
Bray Wyatt,
debut here?
No, it didn't debut here. They did a new version.
The new version.
It was here in 2004. 2005, I was there. Yeah,
because
it was the main event. 2003. Was it
2003? Yeah, SummerSlam 2003.
It was 2003, that's right.
It didn't debut because it was at Survivor Series the previous year.
Yeah. I remember Goldberg, I think, Kane fell off the, like, tripped off the top rope.
Goldberg slipped on his way to the ring.
Trying to come out. Yeah.
Didn't RVD bust fucking Tripp's throat in that Elimination Chamber?
Possibly, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, I had really good. If you actually watch it on the network, I can, like, point myself out. Yeah, it's me and my little brother.
You're canon.
Yeah, I'm hard to miss.
It's also going to, my story's also going to have a big list of all the official and unofficial Royal Rumble weekend events, including Ramble at the Rumble.
The Ramble before the Rumble.
Yes, we're excited.
So shout outs to the Phoenix New Times. If you are in the Valley visiting Phoenix or in Phoenix, be sure you find your local New Times article, scan, anywhere. That, you know, anywhere it's popping, really. And, of course, go to phoenixnewtimes.com.
That's right.
Yeah, and check out Ben over here. What's the full name so they can search you?
Benjamin Leatherman.
Benjamin Leatherman.
Yes. And, Patreons, we appreciate you for paying that money each and every month. We do this for y'all. This is exclusive.
Yo, I'm kind of toasted right now, Patreon.
Yeah, he is. He needs a couch to sleep on.
If you could provide a couch, I like to lay on it.
Right out there.
Shout out to DigiLab for holding us down. Couches, studio recording, and of course the illustrious Tyler.
Neo X Housing. But hey, next week's edition of the Matt Mania podcast is going to be a collabo with the Steel Cage. You know what happens when we get together. So tune in.
Is it always? What do you mean next week's?
Next week's.
We're doing a pre ramble with them.
Uh-huh.
The fuck.
Yeah.
Why are we pre-rambling with them?
Why wouldn't we?
I don't know.
Because we can save the ramble. We can save the ramble audio for Patreon.
No, it's cool. They need to come because we need to figure out what the fuck we're even doing.
That's right.
At the ramble.
But hey, Patreons, thank you. We're out of here. See y'all next week.